Hello, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Zion Lutheran Church on this second Sunday after the Epiphany. An introduction, I'm Pastor Michael Barr. I came over from Fort Wayne this morning, so glad to help out, serve in the Lord's house this morning. So the announcements, there is a voters meeting after church, meeting immediately after service today, so please stay for that voters meeting. And are there any other announcements? Okay, well, let us begin our worship then with the opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord,
who walks in his ways.
You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands.
You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you.
Your wife will be like a fruitful vine
within your house.
Your children will be like olive shoots
around your table.
Behold, thus shall the man be blessed
who fears the Lord.
The Lord bless you from Zion.
May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
May you see your children's children.
Peace be upon Israel.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory.
Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy,
be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God,
who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is from Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with the children's message. Good morning. Good morning. So our gospel reading today, we had Jesus doing a miracle. Jesus did a wonderful miracle. He was at a wedding. And the people were celebrating, the husband, the groom was there, the wife, the bride was there, and everybody was celebrating, but then they ran out of wine. And so Jesus' mother asked Jesus, they have no wine. And Jesus in his miracle turned water into wine. The servants filled up jars with water, and they took the water to the master of the house, the guy who was in charge of the celebration, and it became wine. The water turned into wine, a beautiful miracle that Jesus did. And what was special about this miracle is this was the very first miracle that Jesus did. The first miracle that he did was at this wedding where he turned water into wine. And then Jesus' disciples believed in him. They knew who Jesus was. This is the Son of God. This is the Creator. This is the one who has come to save us. So by this beautiful miracle, Jesus gives a sign to reveal who he is. I am Jesus. I am the Savior. I am the Creator. And at this first miracle, all his disciples believed in him. So we can believe in him too, because he does these miracles to show that he is the Son of God who has come to save us. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your miracle.
Thank you for your miracle.
At the wedding at Cana. Lead us to believe in you. For our salvation. In your name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In Song of Solomon, as the king and his bride sing to each other, the bride sings of a feast. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. The king pursues his bride, prepares a feast, and covers his beloved with love. Thus, the heavenly bridegroom, Jesus, pursues his bride, his beloved people, completely driven by his love for her. Therefore, our Lord manifests his glory in this, his first sign that he did at Cana in Galilee. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. Of all the places that Jesus could go in this chaotic, twisted, disobedient world, Jesus goes to a wedding. Every wedding is a beautiful ceremony to honor the union of the husband and the wife. This wedding at Cana would be no different. Husband and wife coming together just as God has created them to be one flesh. Ever since God created Adam and Eve, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. The wedding was a celebration, a party. Certainly what God gives as blessing should be celebrated. The bride and the groom were there at the wedding, of course. Their love for each other is the foundation for this celebration. God does give us these things of beauty in this world. A bridegroom ready to give his life for his bride, and a bride beautifully adorned for her husband, finding her life in her husband. In the midst of this beautiful thing, this wedding, Jesus comes. At this wedding, wine accompanied the celebration. So much wine was consumed that the wine ran out. The celebration wasn't over. They need more wine. What to do? The mother of Jesus was there. She is an example for the faithful. When the angel Gabriel had come to her and announced that she would conceive in her womb and bear a son, and she should call his name Jesus, she responded, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Truly, the words that all of the faithful should declare when hearing the word of the Lord. But now at this wedding, the need is apparent. The wine has run out. The mother knows her son. No solution is apparent to her. No obvious fix could be found. She does not tell her son what is the best way to help out, but she makes known the need to her son. They have no wine. Again, she is an example to us to make our needs known to Jesus, even when no solution or fix is evident. Jesus hears the request, and he has made ready plans to act upon this request. Jesus responds to her respectfully, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Jesus hears her request. His initial response does not indicate what he will do. He does indicate he will do something, which seems to be not now. My hour has not yet come. Something big, even huge, is coming. The hour that Jesus will act is the preparation for the great wedding celebration to come. But that hour is not yet. Jesus' hour is not yet come. The wedding is now, though, and the need is in front of him. Again, his mother provides words for us to hear and obey. Do whatever he tells you. The Lord Jesus hears the need and is ready to provide even in that present time. Jesus tells the servants to fill up the jars with water. The jars were very large, 20 to 30 gallons. The servants, remembering what Jesus' mother told them, do whatever Jesus tells them. They fill up the jars with water. Jesus directs them to take that water to the master of the feast. Again, the servants, remembering what Jesus' mother told them, do whatever Jesus tells them. They bear the water to the master of the feast. And oh, what miracle divine when water reddened into wine. When the master of the feast tasted it, The water did not taste like water. The water was not water. The water had become wine. Jesus miraculously turned that water into wine. The master of the feast did not know, but the servants who heeded the advice of Jesus' mother, they knew. This wine was like no other wine ever vinted. The master of the feast is amazed. Give everyone the good stuff while they still have their senses, while they can appreciate it. Then after everyone has had plenty, then the poor stuff. But who would keep the good until now? The master doesn't know. The servants know, and Jesus' disciples know. The miracle reveals the glory. Only the Lord of creation could perform such a miracle. Only the Word who created all things could take one thing and make it into something new. The sign reveals Jesus for who he is, the Creator. He is the Word. This is he who John writes of when John writes, "From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." This is the one. This is him. The miracle is done at a wedding. The Lord brings into focus this beautiful gift that God gives. It is not good that man should be alone. The Lord made a helper fit for him. The Lord took the rib out of Adam's side and made it into a woman. And when Adam sees it, Adam rejoices. "This at last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." The woman receives life from her husband. So it is with marriage, the first institution that God established. The Lord's first sign reinforces that marriage is of first importance. This is the first of his signs. Certainly other signs will follow. Jesus will manifest his glory at other times. Jesus will heal several people, the official son, the lame man, the blind man. Jesus will feed a multitude. Jesus will walk on water. Jesus will raise Lazarus from the dead. Each of these signs in its own way reveals Jesus' glory. Jesus restores his own creation. Jesus provides for his people. Jesus even makes all things new. Each of these signs point to when Jesus' hour would come. At the wedding at Cana, Jesus responds to his mother, "My hour has not yet come." Still, Jesus reveals glory in the miracle at the wedding. Jesus reveals who he is at the wedding. Jesus is the heavenly bridegroom who has come for his bride. When Jesus' hour has come, then his great love for his bride will be revealed to all people. God looks at his people with great love. Isaiah sees how the Lord regards his people, as he writes in our Old Testament reading, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, 'My delight is in her,' and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." God looks at his own people, no matter how desolate they look, and he loves his people. Even if the people have acted in unsavory ways, even if the people have been unfaithful and made themselves not only unlovable, but completely forsaken, God considers his people his delight. God's people at the time of Isaiah deserved every punishment they received. God rightfully could have forsaken his own people. But God's love for his people is greater than the people's unfaithfulness. So the heavenly bridegroom acts. Jesus comes to the wedding at Cana to point to his hour that is coming. At that hour, when that hour comes, then Jesus' glory will fully be seen. For that hour is coming, is the hour when Jesus is lifted up on the cross. On the cross, as Jesus is lifted up, he is exalted, he is glorified. Jesus is lifted up on the cross to give life to his bride. And as Jesus, the heavenly bridegroom, is lifted up, his bride, his people, will find life in him. Jesus' death on the cross is for the life of his people. St. Paul explains it like this in Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Now the beloved people of God is his church, the collection of all believers in Jesus. The people of God are made clean again, all of their shame, all of their unfaithfulness washed away by Jesus' blood. Indeed, your shame, your unfaithfulness, they are all washed away as you are part of the people of God, washed by the waters of holy baptism, washed by the word of forgiveness and life. Once Jesus gives his life for his church, his people, all that is left to do is the rejoicing. Love drives Jesus to give up his life. So great is Jesus' love for his own people. The marriage feast is yet to come, even for us. As the King's beloved sings, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. So we sing of our bridegroom's love for us. Jesus goes to the cross because he loves you. Jesus dies for you. Jesus rises and gives life for you. And Jesus is coming back to bring you to the banqueting house for the marriage feast. And that feast, when it is fully revealed, it will be glorious at our bridegroom's return. The glory of that feast is seen and revealed to St. John in the Revelation. As St. John sees, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Indeed, he will bring us to his banqueting house, for his banner over us is love. Amen. Now the peace which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
To the Lord who manifested his glory in the sign at Cana and restored creation through the shedding of Christ's blood, that he would give us joy and gladness in the revelation of his truth and the abundance of his grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church brought together at the Lord's banquet, both now in the word and sacraments, and in the eternal wedding feast to come, that the banner of Christ's steadfast love would rest over the doors of every congregation, that the preaching of his righteousness would be constant, and that patient love may mark our lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all married couples and their families, that Christ, who blessed the wedding at Cana with his presence and honored it with his first miracle, would be present in our homes and lives with his free and abundant forgiveness to preserve us in the true faith from each generation to the next, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation, that our Heavenly Father would bless every effort to maintain peace and promote justice, Watch over and guide all military personnel, thwart every effort to destroy life unnecessarily, and permit righteousness and goodness to flourish in our land. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in need, especially Alice, Margaret, Charlotte, Brunetta, Mary Ellen, Gary, Bill, Bryston, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Michael, Ray, Lane, Chelsea, Norma, Dan, Ron, and Renee, that as Jesus showed divine compassion even for a groom who ran out of wine, the Holy Spirit would grant us compassionate hearts to notice the need of others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For worthy reception of the Lord's Supper in repentance and faith, that as Christ manifested himself by the sign at Cana, changing water into wine, so he would also manifest himself to us here, making bread and wine his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that of your grace you have instituted holy matrimony, in which you keep us from unchastity and other offenses. We implore you send your blessing on every husband and wife. Do not let them provoke one another to anger and strife, but let them live peaceably together in love and godliness. Strengthen them with your gracious help in all temptations, and help them to rear their children in accordance with your will. Grant us all to walk before you in purity and holiness, putting our trust in you and leading such lives on earth that in the world to come we may have everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world.
Drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Lord, now let us thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared me for, the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With thy spirit.
Bless bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born, whose arm those crimson trophies won, which now his brow adorn. Fruit of the mystic rose, yet of that rose the stem,
the root
with mercy ever flows, the babe of Bethlehem. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angels in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bend their wandering eyes at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who